It's that time of year. It's nice and cold out, but you notice then that some people missing out on work or school, and that's because it's flu season. So we've got Jillian from the Berrien County Health Department in here this morning. How you doing?
I'm really great, Johnny. How are you?
You don't have the flu, right?
No, I don't. I got my flu shot this year.
Awesome, awesome. So, but it is the peak of flu season right now, right?
Yeah, that's what we're seeing. So every year, flu comes to our community as it does to the rest of the nation. But This year, we are seeing some particularly bad flu activity.
Okay.
Flu is now widespread throughout the United States, including here in Berrien County. So we are seeing more hospitalizations. Okay. More people are missing out on school, on work. We're just seeing a lot more of that activity. And that has to do with the strain of flu that we are seeing. It's the H3N2 strain, which is the predominant strain.
I've heard of that one. That one's a doozy.
It is, and it causes just more severe illness in very young people, very old people, including more hospitalizations and even deaths.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard very bad things about, because the flu, there's many strains of the flu.
There are.
And it's hard to combat all of them, and getting a flu shot is a great idea to do that. But what are some other things that we should be thinking about to kind of prevent ourselves getting the flu this time of year?
Sure. Well, to go back to the flu shot, you know, it would be a perfect world if we had one flu shot that protected against all the strains, and we knew exactly, you know, you could get it once in your life and you'd be protected forever.
Someday, you never
Maybe
know.
Someday. Yeah. Maybe our kids will look back and say, well, they had to get a flu shot every year. But for right now, that is what we've got. And, you know, the CDC scientists are working very hard every year to try to predict what strains are going to be predominant for the next flu season.
Yeah.
So that is what they put into the flu vaccine, the flu shot. That still is your very best protection against the flu.
Okay.
Now, you might have heard some people are saying, well, the flu shot's not effective this year. There's only 10% or 30% effectiveness.
Sure.
So there is some truth to that. Right now, they are estimating that the flu shot is about 30% effective in protecting against that H3N2 strain, which is what we're seeing right now out in the community. However, I guess I would liken it to this scenario. Imagine yourself flying down the highway, down I-94, icy, snowy weather, and somebody tells you, okay, you can either wear a seatbelt that will work 30% of the time, or no seatbelt at all. Which one would you choose?
Right, exactly.
I would choose the seatbelt 30% of the time, because there is some protection there still.
30% is better than 0%,
exactly.
Really, if you think about it.
Exactly. So that is still the very best line of defense that people can have of prevention of the flu. If you haven't gotten it yet, it is okay. You can go get it. We offer it at the health department every day. You can make an appointment and come on in. But you can get your flu shot at your family doctor, at pharmacies. Most major insurance plans cover it. So there really is no excuse not to get one. And again, it's not too late. Don't think, you know, oh, wow, I haven't gotten sick, knock wood, I'm not going to get sick later this year. We could still see up to 12 more weeks of flu activity.
Oh, man.
I know. So it is still a very good idea to get a flu shot.
But then obviously some other things, you know, make sure you wash your hands.
Right. Yep. Do those things that your mom taught you how to do. Cover your cough, cover your sneezes, wash your hands, people. That is one of the best things that you can do to prevent illness.
Exactly.
Stay home if you're sick.
Right.
And try to avoid other sick people if possible.
Exactly. Yeah. Wash your hands. What'd they say? Like, you sing a song while you're...
Sing happy birthday.
Yeah.
You can sing whatever song you want. Sing some Despacito if you want to.
Exactly. But one of the biggest things is
soap and water.
That, you know, if you are sick or feel like you are getting sick, stay home.
Right.
And you got vacation days and sick days for a reason. And if you're a kid as well, you got to stay home, because you got to think, one kid gets sick, that means the whole entire school could get sick.
Absolutely. And they do recommend that if you are starting to feel symptoms, especially severe symptoms like a high fever, really bad cough, chest congestion, getting into your doctor early. You can get antiviral medications prescribed to you that will help lessen the symptoms of the flu and shorten the length of that illness. So if you can get into the doctor, do so. Get those antiviral drugs. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, get a flu shot, wash your hands, and hopefully you can avoid getting sick this year.
Jillian, where can we find more info about everything you guys got going on at the Berrien County Health Department?
Absolutely. We've got some great information on our website. That's www.bchdmi.org. Give us a call. It's area code 269-926-7121. Also, check us out on Facebook. We've always got more information there.
Wonderful.
If you want to learn more about flu shots, how to get one, or just general information about flu going on this year, visit us online.
All right, Jillian, always good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Johnny.